Hey everyone, my two superstar coaching clients are back. And as usual, they asked incredible questions for another value-packed episode. The three of us talked about utilizing forgiveness to heal yourself and the seasons of life. Don't forget to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time for my free training. You can text me anytime at 949-298-2905. Email me at david@dmeltzer.com, or as always, visit dmeltzer.com/training to register. Remember, it's completely free. If it's free, it's me. I'll see you there Friday.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
All right. We're going live with a coaching session with my two all-star students. A student is someone that pays attention to and gives intention to the coincidences that you learn with them. I have Kevin and Alan, the hyper-conscious podcast duo. These guys have come from nothing like me, and they're just building and growing at an accelerated pace. Can you guys hear me and see me okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. It's rapid fire. Let's make it happen. What's going on? Who's going first?
All right. So we have been talking a lot about there are some things that you can just cultivate. How does somebody figure out what exactly they want to do with their lives? Like, when did you decide, I want to inspire a billion people? Like, what happened in order for you to say, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do whatever it takes and not quit?
I would say it's the evolution that created my revolution, man. That I literally enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of my potential. And if you connect the dots backwards, it's easy to see how things evolve from a seed to a sprout, to a plant, to a tree, to harvesting itself. And you know how I changed and grew to a point where I started a training 20 years ago to help empower others, to empower others to make money. It was a sales training. It was a business training. I thought that, you know, 20 years ago, money buys love and happiness. So I want to empower people to have the means to be happy and to have love in their lives. And as I evolved, as everybody knows my story, and, you know, found mine, took stock in who I was and learned the lessons through the pain that I had to endure, the indicator that I had lessons to learn of physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, financial pains that were lessons, I shifted my paradigm. Right. I didn't know at the time that my trainings would lead, you know, that they truly are about empowering people to be happy, that that's truly that was in my heart. It was more about I want to help people make money. And that made me happy. And then it shifted to allowing everything to come through me that, wait a second, what if one person at a time, I could get to 1,000 of the Kevins and Allens of the world. I'm willing to spend the time doing it. I'm dedicated. It's not a joke. I was already 6 years into it. And now for the last 14 years, I have been taking at least every Friday minimum, but much more time, as you guys know. And saying to myself, these two guys, they can be one of my 1,000 to empower 1,000 to empower 1,000. Now, when I thought about being a billionaire, I never could connect the dots backwards as clearly as I could when I started thinking I'm going to power over a billion people. I got super excited when, number one, I truly believe that I could find 1,000 of you two to empower 1,000 to empower 1,000. But when other people not only believe me, but encourage me and lined up and have dedicated time, energy, emotion, which you guys have done as well to help me with my mission, our mission to create a collective consciousness, my evolution has become a revolution.
So, Dave, I have a question that I wrote down earlier, and I'm just going to read it verbatim because I really want to know your take on this. So, where do you believe ambition comes from, and how do you identify in advance if it's an ego ambition based on your conditioning versus a heart-driven or spiritually driven ambition? And I kind of have a follow-up as well, but first I want to hear your take on that.
So I divide ambition into three things. One, you need to be motivated about something that is an ambition, right? A goal, something that you want. So motivation is something that gets you up, gets you back up, gets you started, gets you restarted. It's a short-term fuel generation. It gets you out of this atmosphere, but it's not going to get you there. The major component of ambition that most people don't focus in on is conversion. There's a step in between being motivated and being inspired. And conversion is all those tools that I've been teaching people about lowering the bar, knowing that the first 10 minutes suck. You know, all the different thing that when the adrenaline of the amygdala, that, you know, whether it's fear-based or whatever has created the motivation, other people, movies, TV, podcasts, poems, throughout music, throughout history, there's been tons of stuff that are catalysts to become motivated. Do you have the tools? Do you have the tools with the values you have, the asking the tracks, doing your calendar, do it now, practicing any fear? Do you have the tools to convert that fuel into inspiration? And if you put together motivation, conversion, and inspiration, you have that ambition. And it all starts with the law of Goya, right? It all starts with motivation. And you got to remember conversion, you know, some of those tools, you know, when you're starting to get motivated and then it gets tired, you got to literally tell yourself the first 10 minutes suck. You got to remember segmentation, acceleration, growth, all the different things I teach. That's in the conversion part of the final step. Inspiration is the consistent behavior to enjoy the persistent pursuit of your potential by clearing the interference, corrosion, obsessions. Void shortages and obstacles between you and the light, the love, and the lessons, the greatest source of power, and everything else that you're connected to.
Have your follow up.
Yeah. Thank you. So there's a quote by Denzel Washington in a commencement address, and he says this. He says, "True desire of the heart is God's proof to you in advance that it's already yours." Can you please give me your take on that? Because I'm trying to understand where a spiritual seed is planted and why, and how do you know you have this deep knowing that it's possible, right? If you can believe it and envision it, you know it's possible. So what's your take on that quote?
First of all, my take is that you guys are exactly where I was I was your age. I didn't have the awareness to understand the powerful message that you just said. What you are talking about is more than enough. What you're talking about is abundance. What you're talking about is everything already exists. We just have to allow it to happen through the conscious, subconscious, and unconscious continuum that we control through the things we think, say, do, and believe. Understanding and being aware of our own unconscious competencies, personality traits, characteristics, obsessions, and addictions that we have. What you're talking about is a new awareness that it's already there. And I am blessed now. I woke up and I have some sort of desire. Where did that come from? It didn't come from nowhere, because it's now here. And then it will go to nowhere again, just like our own human existence, our own embodiment. We didn't come from nowhere just to be now here, to go back to nowhere. A quick segmentation of the letters of N-O-W-H-E-R-E. No, everything already exists. And when we have to raise our awareness and start seeing the patterns of, wait a second, why do I feel like I must be what I can be when it involves my podcast? Or why do I feel like I must be what I can be when I'm going to go create a speaking career, even though everybody's laughing at me, making fun of me? Why is it that I have a burning desire to must be what I can be, to leave my law office and go pursue something else completely outside of what I spent 20 years studying and practicing and skills, knowledge? Why is it I have a new desire? Where does that come from? Didn't come from anywhere. It came through. It came through you. And we need to pay attention. And the only way we can activate that desire is to take inventory of our values every day and see how that desire is aligned as we bring into the continuum the essence of who we are, to figure out what we do and who can help us do it.
My goodness. Fire. So I've been asking a lot of people this question. So this is a two-part question as well. I think that everybody goes through different seasons in life. It could be a different season in a week. Number one, what season are you going through right now? I might have asked you that last week too, but that's my favorite question. And then number two, what is your take if you could like unpeel the layers on forgiveness? So I've talked to my dad 3 times this week. That's the most I've ever talked to him in my entire life. I didn't know him for 27 years. And part of me wants to forgive. Part of me wants to forgive myself. I know there's a lot of that going on right now. Can you just talk a little bit about the layers of forgiveness from your perspective?
Yeah. So first, I know what season I'm not going through. That's baseball season. and I wish I was, especially because I think the Padres would have a chance because they're used to playing in front of nobody. People would wonder, like, why are they so fired up? Anyway, you know, the season that I'm going through is the season of compressed uncertainty and accelerated change. And so, you know, key lessons of that is pain as an indicator is one of the biggest takeaways from the compressed uncertainty and accelerated change of this season. That, man, I have just come to a solid understanding that pain is an indicator, right? I have spent too much time wasting emotion, resources, money, and time on pain, when pain to myself is just an indicator that I have to move in a better direction for a better situation or a better circumstance. Mental, physical, spiritual, emotional, and financial pain is just an indicator that I have a lesson to learn. It's reinforcing the season I'm in that in all times there's uncertainty, in all times there's change. Sometimes because of the perceptions of what occurs in our own society, it looks compressed and it looks accelerated. But in the end, life is about lessons, and lessons keep on coming until we learn them. And I have come to an awareness in this season of accelerated change and compressed uncertainty. Pain is just an indicator that I have another lesson in how can I test myself, challenge myself to be excited about the pain. I'm not enjoying pain, but I get out of the state of pain when I realize very quickly that it's just an indicator. I don't put more energy into the pain, so I attract more pain. I don't put attention or intention into the pain, so I have coincidences of pain, but I simply look for the lessons and make those the luck or coincidence in the circumstances that I want. Forgiveness on the other side, the layers of forgiveness all start with the layers of ourselves. And I can totally understand the relationship you have with your father. For such a long time, I had the same strained and non-existent relationship. And until I learned to forgive myself for all the things I didn't like about my father, for all the things I hated about my father. You know, I share a story about when I was 30 years old and really been estranged for 20 years, like you, with my father. And the first interaction that we truly had where I thought he understood me was when he sent me that jacket with no pockets to remind me that money couldn't buy love and happiness. He sent me a birthday present for the first time in 20 years since he forgot my birthday when I was 10 and told me the lie that he didn't believe in birthdays. He remembered it. And all the things I hated him for, a liar, cheater, manipulator, overseller, backend seller, I realized at 30 years old, right? And unbelievably enough, I didn't accept it. And it took, you know, till 2006 when that jacket saved my life, you know, when I was going to throw away every single thing, my marriage, my money, my health, all because I was surrounding myself with the wrong people, the wrong ideas. And as a catalyst, my wife told me to take stock in who I was. But there was that inspiration, that aspiration, that ambition in my jacket just sitting there telling me, forgive yourself. You hate your father for everything you hate about yourself. Stop blame, shame, and justification. Those three layers of forgiveness need to be released from you with forgiveness. You yourself are a liar. You yourself are a manipulator. You yourself are an overseller. You yourself are a back-end seller. You hate your father for everything you are, and there's only one place to heal, yourself. And so when I utilize forgiveness to heal myself, to go on a quest of my potential, to clear the interference caused by my manipulation, lying, cheating, overselling, and back-end selling, immediately my healed, my relationship healed, my father. My father had more enlightenment when he was 30 when he sent me that jacket. I was the one lost still. My father had already learned lessons. He was trying to teach me, but nobody can learn a lesson until they're ready, right? Nobody until you're ready to forgive yourself and to make the change, the evolution to the revolution. It's not going to happen. So look within yourself. And what I would do is list out every reason you don't like, you hate, piss off about your father, and then find it within yourself. Well, here's an exercise. I don't usually do this because I get a little bit too woo-woo, but I did a thing on building an audience, building a community, finding your frequency. Here's an exercise that I did, guys, and you can use it for what it is. When I found out I hated myself for what I hated my father, and I knew it was within myself, I'd read this thing to do, and it worked so well. I shut my eyes and envision myself going through my own self. I envisioned myself. And what I did is I was in search for myself within myself in a visualization, right? I closed my eyes and I wanted to find, and then I asked myself where was I? And I was in my stomach. And then I asked myself, how old was I? And I was 5 years old. And what was I doing? I was crying, right? And so I asked myself, why are you crying? Well, my dad left, right? And I had a conversation with myself. I still get choked up. I was crying when I was doing it to myself. Of course, I did this by myself. And I talked to myself. And every day I went back within me to talk to my five-year-old self, to tell myself that it's okay. That it's okay. You're not responsible for everyone. That is okay. He didn't leave because of you, right? All these things, you'll see, you'll get emotional about it because at its core, that's your frequency and your own energy, and you need to heal it and tell yourself it's okay. Forgive yourself. You're not responsible for him yelling and emotionally abusing your mom and being mean and leaving and not support. It's not your fault and you're not responsible. And forgive yourself so you can forgive him, so that you can heal yourself, so that relationship can be healed. Because if you don't think you're at one with everything, let alone the person that gave you life, then why are you here, right? And so I use that exercise still today when things at an unconscious competency level really bother me. I can't get them out. I'm sure as you for 27 years have been estranged from your father. It's not just going to be a cancel. It's not just going to be a clear. You have to figure out different ways to shift your energy and finding yourself within yourself and finding out why you need and what you need to forgive so you can heal yourself, so that when you're healed, all your relationships are healed, especially the ones that are most relative to you.
Thank you.
Wow. You had me tearing up for a minute there, Dave. So I was thinking about this earlier today, and this actually wasn't a question I was intending to ask, but I was thinking about the body and how we have 50 trillion cells. There's bone cells and muscle cells and brain cells and organ cells. And I think of humanity a lot like that. And each cell has its own purpose. It has its own, and it needs to get along with the cells around it, right? And when we have malicious cells or cancer cells, the body dies. And so I think of this as like, you know, the world has a lot of challenges. Humanity has a lot of challenges. And the question I want to ask you is, why do you believe most people have a really hard time understanding the purpose of their cell? If humanity is the body and we want to keep a happy, healthy, productive body as one, we each need to do our parts as a cell. How do we identify what our part is?
Yeah, so we're looking for something they already know, right? The problem is people are looking for something they already know, and they're asking the wrong questions about it. So when you say, what is the purpose? We know the purpose of your cells is to expand, grow, accelerate, to find light, love, and lessons, to remember, to reunite, to connect at a greater, to clear the interference and corrosion and interference, the void, shortages, and obstacles that we've created between our own cells. Just like there's cancerous cells that we have created within our own being, conscious, subconscious, and unconscious cells. All of them having memories, all of them having capabilities of input, all of them having individual frequencies and coordinating as matter to one body, but also coordinating as matter to one world, to one galaxy, one universe, and one infinity. Mm-hmm. At its context, right, you can look through a microscope as far as you want, or look through a telescope as far as you want. Both views are equally as grand. They go on forever and ever with matter and cells and energy and memory and all of those different things. And so to say to ourselves a particular purpose of one tiny incremental piece of an extraordinary infinity is missing the point. What we should be asking is the what and the who. We live at this pragmatic vibration. All we need to ask every day by taking inventory of our values is, what is it that will allow me to let light, love, and lessons come through me? Because I'm connected to the light, love, and lessons, the greatest source of power of all times. I am continually connected to it. What is it that will allow me to bring what through me to connect even greater with other people by adding my cells, right? Adding my value. So I appreciate what I've received. I add, that's one appreciation. I add value of my value to it, which is those cells that you were talking about, the 51 trillion cells. I add it and I give it all away. And can I live in a symbiotic, synergistic, supplementary symbiosis with literally the who? And so if we continue to worry about our purpose, we know our purpose is to allow all of this to come through us for others. The true question that we need to ask at this embodiment, pragmatic vibration, is what is it that we want to come through us, and who has it, and you know, who or where is it that can come through me? And, you know, in a business sense, that's exactly what I teach people. Let's figure out the what and go figure out the who has it and ask the who has it. Can I have it, or can you teach me to get it so that I can continue the flow and add appreciation, thankfulness, and value to everything that touches me, and I can give my life away, this entire existence that I have in this embodiment and future embodiments as well.
My goodness.
Always blown away.
I think we're over on time, so we want to respect your time. What can we do for you, Dave?
Please read the bottom of the screen. Join David next Friday for his free Friday training. You can tell people to text me at 949-298-2905. Tell them to email me at david@dmeltzer.com or go to dmeltzer.com/training. If you guys can get more people, I'm looking for more Kevins and Allens of the world to empower more Kevins and Allens of the world to empower more Kevins and Allens of the world. I'll take other names too, to be happy. You guys are literally exactly what I'm looking for. You're extraordinary students. You pay attention and give intention to all the coincidences that we share between us. I am so grateful to have you.
Sounds awesome. Thank you so much.
We're grateful,
Dave.
For you, Dave.
Hey, podcast listeners. Thank you for listening, as always, to today's episode. I know you've been enjoying the Road to Revenue episodes. They are downloading at record paces, and I am so grateful for you joining me, not only on the podcast, but live every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you email me at david@dmeltzer.com or text me at 949-298-2905. Thank you so much.